The following is rated R. It contains violence, adult language, nudity, and adult content.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome. It's 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, Sunday, November 5th, 2020, and thank you for joining us for the Fear the Walking Dead and World Beyond online viewing party here on blogtalkradio.com. I'm host Casey Shapiro, and special thanks to our host and sponsor, NDB Media. Tonight's show contains spoilers up to the last episode and possible information from current AMC official Walking Dead promo materials. Welcome to the doubleheader of Season 6, Episode 6 of Fear, and Season 1, Episode 7 of World Beyond. Season 6 of Fear will do the split season tradition, but with a major change, airing episodes 1 through 7 from tonight through November 22nd, next weekend. We now have an update on the remainder, thanks to website Bleeding Cool, which I am working on pulling up. If you guys have forgiven me for just a hot minute, my computer mouse is being a butt face, but I have an article that I'm going to read to you in a hot second. So, where was I? Yes. Episode 7 will be the Fear mid-season finale. Yes, it's one less than usual. You did hear that correctly. Instead of Episode 8. The following Thanksgiving Sunday, November 29th, The Walking Dead World Beyond will have a double header of its own, which will air episodes 9 and 10 back-to-back. In addition, the virtual edition of the Chris Hardwick-hosted Talking Dead will air after both Fear and World Beyond on November 22nd, and will return to AMC Plus for an exclusive episode on November 29th after World Beyond. The Walking Dead universe's year wraps up in December with the AMC Plus exclusive The Walking Dead Holiday Special. I do not know the exact date of that yet, and since it's on AMC Plus, you have to have that extra special subscription service. It's not on normal AMC, just so you guys know. All right, I am pulling up the article for you guys. It will repeat a little bit of what I just said and explain in better detail. I did want to go ahead and give this to you guys. Fear the Walking Dead Season 6 breaks early. Two-hour Walking Dead World Beyond season finale posted November 7th by Rafe Fluck of BleedingCool.com. It's one of our secondary sources. Let me also welcome Joan, who is one of our regulars, our best regular and my right-hand person. Thank you for coming. I know that we both have had a little bit of aggravations with this series, and so I double appreciate that she's willing to come and do this with me, because I know she gets a little irritated with the show. So this is a huge, huge favor. All right, so let's go to Ray's article, and he says, so with this week being a bit, quote, intense, to say the least, in both the real world and in the Walking Dead universe, we want to take a minute to update you on how AMC's Fear the Walking Dead and The Walking Dead World Beyond will be wrapping up their respective 2020 runs, because both are running a little different than usual. World Beyond doesn't have a usual. It's a brand new show, but okay. First up, even though Fear the Walking Dead is a 16-episode season, November 22nd, 7th episode of the 6th season, quote, Damage from the Inside, will be the season's mid-season finale, one episode earlier than the usual 8-8 splits, for 16-episode seasons due to COVID-related production delays. I'm going to pet myself just a tiny bit. Only because I had been speculating for several weeks since the episodes didn't line up. I have been saying that I thought it was another COVID problem like we had in the spring with everything. And that turns out to be exactly it. I don't know why they bothered waiting to announce that, because it was kind of super obvious, to be truthful, if you're paying any sort of attention, because their schedule is usually a creature of habit. All right, let me get back to the article. Enough commentary. So on the following Sunday, November 29th, the first season of World Beyond comes to an end with a two-episode, two-hour season finale event, and that will be back-to-back The Deepest Cut and In This Life, which is episode 10. In addition, the virtual edition of the Chris Hardwick-hosted Talking Dead will air after both Fear and World Beyond on November 22nd, and this is what I read you a minute ago, but I'm going to read it again. will return to AMC Plus for an exclusive episode on November 29th. So Talking Dead will be on AMC normal TV right after both shows are over next weekend. The weekend following, there will be a special Talking Dead that's only on the AMC Plus, the extra channel that you pay for. Then he says the Walking Dead universe year wraps up in December with the AMC Plus exclusive, The Walking Dead Holiday Special, on which I have no details. I will give them to you when I get them. Season 6 of Fear of the Walking Dead explores what has become of the unlikely family once united by a mission to help those in need. After being torn apart by Virginia and her pioneers, the group is now dispersed across her far-reaching settlements. Morgan's last message at the end of Season 5 implored the group to live, and this season we'll see what that means to each of them. Some will find the stability and opportunity within Virginia's communities to be intriguing. I think that's a stretch, sweetie. Some will sink into darkness, while others will fight back against what has been forced on them. Life behind Virginia's walls will test each and every one of them in different ways, forcing them to define who they are in this new world. And that is essentially the end of it. They give a cast list and some video sneak previews and so forth. They actually give a tiny bit of commentary on the world beyond that I did not see earlier. I'm just looking over it real quick to see if this is anything necessary. It does not seem to be about tonight's episode. It seems to just be about the franchise in general. So I don't think that's super necessary. So we'll just bypass that part. I'm going to check in with Joan. Joan has nothing to add at this time. So let's continue. It's 8:37. We've got a good chunk of time here. I am also, I'm breaking my own rule that I kind of set up because we have two shows and it's hogging more time. I have cut down on the number of articles that I pull up for you guys, but I do want to read the second separate synopsis and information about the episodes because it's confusing and weird, and I think it would be helpful if we had multiple takes on it. I think that would help us in being able to follow the mess. So second one is from a tertiary, I think. Joan, feel free to correct me on that one. She's usually very good at helping me clean up my boo-boos. So it's the third tier of sources. We've used them a few times, but they're not that regular. It's called ScreenRant.com. And let's see. It's written by Mansoor Mithaiwala, Mithaiwala. I hope I did that even close to correctly. I'm so sorry. Just looking at it at the last minute, not how to pronounce it. But it has an article entitled When the Walking Dead Returns in 2021. So it's more about Walking Dead Classic, but it's talking about everybody because everybody's a hot mess. So he says, The Walking Dead returns in 2021. There's still plenty of other content for franchise fans to enjoy in the meantime. The Walking Dead Season 10 and the characters' war with the Whisperers nearly came to an end months ago, but the ongoing pandemic prevented the show from completing post-production on the finale, which was ultimately delayed until October. Given October 2020 is when fans expected The Walking Dead Season 11 to premiere, the producers had to make a few changes in the schedule. Firstly, the second spinoff and third series overall, The Walking Dead World Beyond, was pushed to October alongside the delayed Walking Dead Season 10 finale, and might I add, which the article doesn't also fear. World Beyond was supposed to premiere in April and had already finished filming before the pandemic hit the United States, but it's possible that post-production and scheduling issues may have resulted in an interrupted season, so it was pushed back to October as well. And since filming on Fear, Season 6 was only just starting to get underway in the winter, delaying that was unavoidable. Continue scrolling to keep reading. Oh, sorry. Yes. Even though there hasn't been any Walking Dead content for months, AMC and the series producers have made big decisions regarding the franchise's future. The biggest surprise is that The Walking Dead will end in 2022 with Season 11, and in the interim, The Walking Dead Season 10 will be extended by 6 episodes. So the delayed Season 10 actual finale, technically, isn't the finale anymore. The Walking Dead Season 10 will return with new episodes in 2021, presumably sometime around February, which is what I have been guessing for several weeks. Since AMC chose to maintain October as The Walking Dead's month, it stands to reason that February will be when the series returns. During AMC's Investor Week, the network revealed plans to begin pre-production on The Walking Dead sometime in late August, with Fear the Walking Dead resuming filming in October. What this means is there's a good chance The Walking Dead Season 10's final six episodes could be released in early 2021. Season 11 would then be able to premiere in fall 2021, per the series' usual schedule-ish. Of course, this is still a prediction right now, and there's no guarantee The Walking Dead will return in February, but it's the most likely option. Until then, though, there's plenty of other Walking Dead content for fans to enjoy. There's just stuff, you know, we have World Beyond and Fear of the Walking Dead, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I don't need to read all the rest of that. I'm trying to hurry this along. Jonah has notified me that Tertiary is correct, and she wants to know if it's the penultimate episode. Technically, no, because now that they've gone and done this, the penultimate episode would be 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. It would be episode 20. Since they're adding six onto the end, and we're going from 16, the penultimate one, no, wait, hold on, 16, so 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, pardon me, it would be episode 21, because there's 22 total. So this is kind of a running joke for those of you who haven't been following us that long. We kind of have a love-hate relationship with the word penultimate, because it gets used about this show quite a bit, and I'm not really accustomed to that many people using it. And it also turns out that I actually had it slightly improperly defined before, and we cleaned that up. Joan helped me with that, too. All right. Let me get back to my notes. It's 8:42. The back half of Fear premiere dates have not yet been announced. For now, we assume the back half of Fear and possibly The Walking Dead 6 mini-episodes will either start in February or April of 2021, likely again doing a doubleheader with one of the other shows. So that fits in loosely with what they just said. We're not at all clear how Season 2 of World Beyond fits into any of this, other than that I know that Season 2 will not come until 2021 either. I think they're trying to leave the holidays alone because people normally go visit and stuff, but everybody's schedule is just going to be all effed up because of quarantine and everything else. So we really just don't. I think they just want to give people a break. Okay. And in 2022, reminder, there is a fourth series coming, a spinoff with Carol and Daryl, which of course spoils that they make it out of at least season 10, if not 11. The untitled fourth series will be an episodic roadshow style story and might involve prequels for some beloved characters now gone. Of course, you know, to be fair, it's dawned on me that if they are prequels, that it may not mean anything as far as Carol and Daryl surviving the prime timeline necessarily. Because, you know, this is an opportunity for them to do, like, what the hell happened in Texas with Abraham and Rosita and Eugene? And the slight little crossing over that was implied with Fear People, you know, Al taping Abraham's story and whatever became of those tapes and so on. Hold on, I'm fixing a typo because it's bugging me. Okay, since tonight's show is a doubleheader, we'll run an hour longer than usual until around 11. If there is another show that's immediately following us, which happens a couple times a month sometimes, we will cut the show early, and I will log off about 10:30 to give the other people time to prep and set up. Also, The Talking Dead will not be on again until next weekend, November 22nd. Typically, we start this show about a half hour before the new episode airs live each week, with recaps from the previous episode and discussion of what is to come tonight. At 9 p.m., we'll go dark or mute and watch the new live episode together and then rate the episode so far from 1 to 10. And give commentary during the commercial breaks. We'll also give our listeners trivia on the show, as well as the cast and crew, including bios, birthdays, and more. Our show is spoiler and comic free. Please don't discuss either spoilers or the comics in the chat or on the air. We prefer our discussions, reactions, and comments to be just about what we know from the show that's presented. Feel free to call in to speak with the hosts at 914-338-0314 at any time, but I especially encourage you between 8:30 and 9 p.m. If you call during the live episode after 9 p.m., you will be screened and muted until the commercial break where we can chat on the air. If the phones are not your thing, join us in our live chat room where you'll be able to listen to the show real time, comment in the chat room, and download the episode after the fact. We usually post, pardon my hiccups, we post links for that on our Facebook page and sometimes on my own personal social media if I remember to do it. Sometimes I've forgotten, I'm sorry. All right. So you can go back to the link. If you're unable to join us in real time this evening, go pull up that link later and download the broadcast as an MP3 podcast for later listening. Click on the cloud-shaped white icon at the top right of the page to download. Double check in. And Joan had one more comment. No worries. I'm sure if we get it wrong, we know we'll be hearing about the penultimate episode ad nauseum when it gets here. Episode 20 or 21 or whatever else they might cook up. That is very true. All right. Tonight's episode of Fear is entitled Bury Her Next to Jasper's Leg. And Joan, I want to make a quick comment. This is very difficult to Google because I already tried. But feel free if you care to try. So this phrase, I have this little memory tickle. And, of course, my memory is crap these days because I have health issues. I could swear that the phrase bury her next to Jasper's leg has to do with some kind of inside joke or reference to John Dory. It sounds like some kind of commentary that he made much earlier in the series, but I have no memory and no ability to Google up what the heck the connection is. So at any rate, let me go ahead and pull up the synopsis links, which earlier was not really that. It was more about the schedule being all screwed up. So I do have two more links to read to you guys. It's 8:47. We should be able to do this. Okay, first one is from Fansided at UndeadWalking.com, one of our primary sources and one of the primary authors, Sarah Beth Pollock, who is one of the regulars that writes for them about this show. And Sarah Beth wrote Fear the Walking Dead Season 6, Episode 6, Bury Her Next to Jasper's Leg. Here's your synopsis and preview of Fear the Walking Dead. June runs headfirst into a dangerous situation while Virginia tries to solve a mystery in this week's episode of Fear the Walking Dead, Bury Her Next to Jasper's Leg, blah, blah, blah. It's also time to reunite with some familiar faces. I think we've been doing that, but I guess I mean additional ones. John and June were reunited at the end of episode 6-4, but the move was more of a threat than a reward for Ranger Dory, who's been struggling with Virginia's rules since losing Janice. There's no question that he's still thinking about her loss and the fact that he can't live under Virginia rules, but what will June say? Based on the trailer, which you can view below, and you guys have probably seen me post, Bury Her Next to Jasper's Leg also marks the return of Luciana, Sarah, and Wes. John Dory will also make an appearance. Fans haven't seen Luciana, Sarah, or Wes since the season 5 finale. And based on what we can see, Sarah's been working with June while Luciana has been stuck at the oil field. And that is essentially it, except for the video and commentary I've already read you. So let's go to the other synopsis link, which is from Bleeding Cool. And that is also by Ray Fluke. I think he's the only guy they have on staff that writes. No, I don't want to subscribe to your notifications. Piss off. Okay. Fear the Walking Dead, Season 6, Episode 6, preview brings Luciana and Sarah into play. In the interest of full disclosure, we're still a little busy processing how Dwight and Sherry pretty much moved heaven and earth to get back together, only to realize they needed a little bit longer of a timeout than either of them first thought. Parenthetically, those Savior's years took their toll. So the following preview for the next episode is being done a little differently. What we've done for Bury Her Next to Jasper's Leg is curate 10 preview images that include Dory, June, Virginia Luciana, Sarah, who is Mo Collins, and more. And now we're posting them out of context in order to see how your minds begin piecing it all together. One thing is pretty clear from the start. We're dealing with some serious issues with the oil reserve, and June's going to have some serious issues with Ginny. And then, so there's a bunch of pictures they were talking about. I put some of them in the slideshow that is on the chat room, for those of you who are curious. And then there's a promo. Oh, there is a little commentary. I'll read that. Here's a look at the promo for this Sunday's Mother F, June, check it. For this Sunday's penultimate episode before the mid-season finale. Bad. Not what it means. It's the mid-season finale. It's not the finale. Stop it. But first, a preview that finds Dory pitching to June. They take off and leave Ginny's world behind. June doesn't see running away as her keeping her commitment to save others, but Dory can think of one or two people who would be saved. Okay. And that's essentially the end of that article. I imagine in a minute Joan's going to have something funny to say about penultimate. All righty. It is 8:51. Let's keep going. We are to writers and directors profiles. Tonight's episode of Fear was written by Alex Delisle, a familiar name, and directed by Sharat Raju, also a familiar name. All right, Alex Delisle, and by the way, pronouns are she and her, and I only bring it up because her profile picture on Wikia, where I get a lot of my data, is a bit androgynous. So I wanted to make sure that you guys knew, because it took me a hot minute, and I wanted to make sure we addressed her correctly. All right. Alex is a writer and director from New York City, known for Fear the Walking Dead, Cop Car 2015, and Puppy Dreams 2013. She received a BA in film and TV production and journalism from NYU in 2006. Alex is currently a TV writer at Writers Guild of America West. Alex was a staff writer for season 4 of Fear for 16 episodes, story editor for season 5 of Fear for 16 episodes, and is now executive story editor for season 6, 5 episodes so far. Tonight, episode 6 is not included, probably because she is the actual writer of the episode. So tonight is her fifth time being the main writer of an episode, the others being season 4, episode 4, Buried, season 4, episode 11, The Code, and season 5, episode 2, The Hurt That Will Happen. And I think these are all Fear. I'm just adding to my notes because I tend to copy the bios from previous episodes. Okay. She has been on 2 episodes of The Talking Dead, by the way. And the one that was after Buried, season 4, episode 4, 2018. And after The Code, season 4, episode 11, also in 2018. So that is Alex Delisle. Sharat Raju is an Indian American director and writer known for creating documentaries and films pertaining to the lives of immigrants in American society. His first film, American Made, won 17 film festival awards and aired nationally on PBS's Independent Lens. Raju is known for his work on Scandal in 2012, American Made 2003, and Designated Survivor in 2016. He grew up in Darien, Illinois, near Chicago, and attended Hinsdale South High School. Former sports editor of the student paper at the University of Michigan, and worked as a freelance reporter for the Daily Herald in Northern Illinois. Raju currently lives with his wife, Valerie Carr, K-A-U-R, in Los Angeles. Raju's brother, Manu Raju, is a veteran Washington, D.C. political reporter and is currently senior congressional correspondent for CNN. So I thought it was kind of neat. Raju co-founded the Yale Visual Law Project and co-produced 3 documentary short films as a visiting fellow at Yale Law School's Information Society Project. American Made was Raju's master thesis while studying at the American Film Institute in September 2004. Raju was named by Esquire magazine as one of the 20 young film directors to watch. So I guess probably for about 15 years we've been doing that. All right, prior to graduate school, he worked for acclaimed casting director Molly Finn on feature films including 8 Mile, Matrix Revolutions, and Matrix Reloaded. It's 8:55, so probably after we do Raju's bio, we may need to go dark. Raju's collaborated on many of his works with his wife, Valerie Carr. Divided We Fall, 2008, was Raju's first film created in partnership with his wife. The couple has made other documentary films, including Stigma, 2011, which highlights the impact of New York City police's stop-and-frisk policy, Alienation, 2011, about immigration raids, The Worst of the Worst, Portrait of a Supermax, 2012, a documentary on the use of solitary confinement in prison, and Oak Creek In Memoriam, in 2012, a short film about the 2012 mass shooting at a Sikh Gurdwara in Wisconsin. He's also directed episodes of famous TV shows like Scandal, How to Get Away with Murder, NCIS New Orleans, Criminal Minds, and Mistresses. In 2020, he managed to squeeze in directing new episodes of 9/11 Lone Star, or 9/11 Lone Star, and Criminal Minds, as well as a short currently listed in post-production called Born Positive. Directing tonight's episode will be his fifth time working in the Walking Dead franchise, and he is one of the only cast and crew who has worked in all three sub-franchises. The first being directing Fear, Season 4, Episode 13, Blackjack. The second is Fear, Season 5, Episode 6, The Little Prince. Third is Walking Dead Classics, Season 10, Episode 13, What We Become. Fourth is Walking Dead World Beyond, Season 1, Episode 3, The Tiger and the Lamb. And tonight's episode, Season 6, Episode 6 of Fear. He was also on, Talking Dead, After Fear, Season 4, Episode 13, Blackjack. And with that, it's 8:57. We have a couple minutes, so I will start squeezing in trivia, but we'll have to cut it short. Trivia about tonight's episode is it is the 75th episode of Fear overall. First actual appearance of the location, the logging camp in Texas. Inhabitants known are Kenneth, the pioneer from Season 5, Paige, who I'll talk about in a minute, Jasper, who I'll also talk about in a minute, and other numerous unnamed people. It is first mentioned in passing in Season 5, Episode 14, Today and Tomorrow. Tonight is the first appearance of the character Jasper, function to be announced. He's part of the logging camp. That's all I know. So I assume that has to do with the title of the episode. First appearance of Paige, a member of Virginia's Pioneers and a resident of the logging camp, and the first appearance of Malcolm, who is an unexplained survivor. Now, his function will be TBA. I will pick up with a list of co-stars at the first commercial break. It's 8:58, so I'm going to go ahead and go dark so we can get set up to watch tonight's episode. Be back in a bit. Okay, it's 9:05. I'm going to just start out with a 5. At least it was not as bad as the last couple episodes have been. And we found out what the hell the title means. Apparently, what I thought it meant may not have been it. I don't know if John Dory had ever mentioned the Jasper thing before. I swear he did, but Jonah's laughing because I didn't get to tell y'all before we went dark, but she did hear me what I said about the penultimate episode. She's like, oh God, there's no escape from the penultimate curse. Ah. Which I think is funny. Okay, and she said, I see what you mean about finding info on Jasper or his leg. The only thing she found that was kind of interesting, but nowhere near as relevant, was that the character Calvin in Season 1, Nick's drug supplier, full name was Calvin Jasper, and that Nick amputated his leg when he ran him over in the truck. Oh, that's funny. I didn't even see that. What a coincidence, because I know for sure that that isn't the same guy. And then she said, well, apparently Ginny has mentioned something about a Jasper lost his leg, no relation. And Jones is still trying to figure out what Ginny has over all these people as they blindly follow her. I'll go with the 5 as well. You know, I sit and wonder with some of these mega villains that people blindly kiss their butt. And I just think, like, what if, okay, you had like two helper guys and then this other woman who wants to leave. Like, if the three of them just killed Virginia, what would the rest of the people do? I mean, they could go, like, kill her for killing Jenny, but then what? I mean, which one of them would step up in her place, and would people continue to blindly follow? Because I'm sure that each one of them doesn't have the same power and sway over everyone. All right, we're in commercials, so I'm going to go back to my notes. Let's see, continue the trivia for tonight's episode. So co-stars tonight, Justin Smith as Marcus, a pioneer, obviously an escort tonight. Ellen Locey, L-O-C-I-Y, sorry, as Paige, member of Virginia Pioneers and a resident of the logging camp. That's the lady that just shot herself in the mouth. Dalex, D-A-L-E-X, Miller as Malcolm, an unexplained survivor. Uncredited. Hold on, we are back, so I'll shut up. I'll see you guys at break number two. Tell you that in a bit. Okay, guys, it's 9:21, and now we're at break number two. Joan has said a last little bit of conversation we had before about Jasper's leg. The only reference to anyone's leg that was connected to John Dory was the man that he killed accidentally when he was still a cop before the apocalypse, was shot in the leg and bled out. John shot him in the leg to try to wound, not kill, but hit an artery, apparently. And I had remarked that it looks like June is in charge of some kind of MASH unit now, with the way she's, you know, going in there with a truck and a mobile hospital, whatever the heck she's doing. Pardon my hiccups. Joan has also said, apparently wondering how many plot holes the lazy writing will reveal this week. Yeah, you know, you guys know by now that we're a little aggravated with how this series is going, and we're trying to get through it, but it's a slog. Another fast turner. They're getting faster by the episode. Yeah. I mean, the guy that was on the surgery table, Malcolm, turned in like a minute and a half, and he was super strong. What the fuck? You know, he was super sick before. Why would he do that? Jonah said, I had to say something about lazy writing, didn't I? Yes, of course, because it was deserved. And then she says, Freckles, huh? Not the first nickname I would have thought for dear Ginny. Yeah. Most of those nicknames are why this show is PG-13, meaning our radio show, certainly not The Walking Dead. Jonah's staying at a 5. I am at 5.5. There's plot advancement, despite Jenny. And she's just so tired of the we need to help everyone mentality. I wish those people would just concentrate on getting their own people out and taking Jenny down. To be honest, as long as we haven't solved the why do these idiots do whatever her beck and call is, until we solve that, I know exactly why they haven't been trying to get their own people out and take her down, because she appears to have too much power, and people give it to her by blindly following her because they are stupid. At least, you know, with somebody like Negan, I understood it a little better. Jonas said the sound is going in and out on her end. Going to try to refresh again. Understandable, although, as I mentioned earlier, we have storms here, and the lights are not blinking anymore, so I'm hoping that we're not actually having any kind of blackout or anything. All right, let me go back to my notes. It's 9:24. Let's see what else we can squeeze out. We were about to go to the uncredited for tonight. Carl Thomas as a ranger, a.k.a. Pioneer 3, including tonight, he has been in 7 episodes in Season 5 and 6 since Season 5, Episode 13, Leave What You Don't, yet remains uncredited. This is kind of weird. I don't know why. I'm wondering if Carl Thomas has a contractual obligation where he gets to do things but doesn't get screen cred. I don't know. Mike Lawler as Pete. He was a resident of Tanktown. Following the takeover from Virginia's group, he joins the caravan, resettled somewhere to be announced by Virginia. He hasn't been back in another episode, so he's not part of what's going on right this second, unless he's part of the people that they have to go in and rescue, which we don't know yet. Death, of course, TBA, because we're in the middle of the episode. They don't announce those in advance. Last episode's trivia from Honey, episode 5. It will be the 74th episode of Fear overall. First appearance of the character Oswald, who's one of the White Mask rebels. First and last appearance of Reg, a pioneer. Dennis Fitzgerald, who played Reg, who previously worked as a stuntman on the show, is promoted to co-star in this episode. But I think they also lost Reg. So that was for one whole episode. The title of the episode, Honey, refers to Dwight's nickname for Sherry. Still in commercial? Cool. This episode marks the return of Raleigh, R-O-L-L-I-E, who has been absent since Leave What You Don't. Althea's CMTV, you know, the big fat tank thing, is successfully hijacked by the outcasts. Negan, Dwight, and Sherry's past as saviors are mentioned. Dwight and Sherry are separated once more, and Sherry decides to stay with the outcasts and sends Dwight away. Dwight and Althea fake their deaths in order to rejoin Morgan. And yes, we are still in commercial. Nora and her group resettle at the Texas Dam with Morgan. The group is noticeably smaller than it was when it was last seen, indicating that several of the office workers went their separate ways after the events of Alaska. I don't know that it means that. It could have meant they got killed trying to get there. 11 survivors are seen in Nora's group in Honey, compared to the approximately 15 survivors seen at the office building in Alaska. And we're back. I'll shut up. See you guys at break number 3. Okay, guys, it's 9:32. I'm going to stay at 5:05. I was going to go up maybe, but Jenny is really pissing me off. You know, I'm done with her as a villain. All she is just a bitch to everybody. Okay, so she found paint in Wes's bunk. Of course, you know, we didn't actually see that it came from Wes's bunk, and I would not at all be surprised if Jenny set somebody up to be the painter. Whatever. You know, okay, so people painted a slogan. You know, she's just wound way too fucking tight. When you have an apocalypse like this, you cannot be plowing through people with this kind of rigor. That's a very good way to have, like, 5 whole people in your group helping you. All right. So, 9:33, we're, I think, break number, this was break number 3, yeah, so the next one will be 4. Let's go ahead and go back to trivia. Co-stars from last episode, Corey Hart as Raleigh, he was a member of Logan's crew. So the group is wiped out by pioneers. He's currently a member of the White Mask Rebels. Dennis Fitzgerald as Reg, function unknown. Well, we mentioned it above. Andres Munar as Oswald, who's a member of the White Mask Rebels. Todd Terry as Lee. Lee is one of the remaining survivors living in an office building where he once worked. He and Nora were the ones that found Althea and Dwight. Uncredited from last week, Jenny Biggs and Michael D. Yule as Lawton Rangers. No deaths were listed, or goofs, errors, and bloopers. Not listed either. Cast birthdays this week. Andrew James West, who played Gareth, the leader of Terminus. His birthday is next weekend, November 22nd. He's from Merrillville, Indiana. So let's give him a happy birthday. Thank you. And Jonah's remarked, yeah, I keep waiting for one of our main cast members to nut up and take Jenny out, particularly missing the original Daniel Salazar, who would have taken her down and taken over by now. Again, with the whole, it's great to talk big about how everybody should do this and that, but until we solve why do these jerks do what she says, she's got way too many fingers in things. You know, even if they took over stuff, it's one outpost of several, and we don't understand why she has any of them. But I am hoping, it kind of looks like June's building up to it. I don't know why June doesn't just poison her or something. Who the hell has the medical knowledge to know? Anyhow, Jonah's also saying, oh, the Alicia circa season 3 or Sarah Wendell, pretty much anybody. Yeah, I get it. All right, going back to my notes, I think, yeah, we're not in a trailer. We're in a commercial that's super weird. And there's kind of like elves and Game of Thrones shit going on. Not really sure what's up. It's about a TV. All right, so happy birthday, Andrew James West. Featured music from last episode. None was listed. Unaccounted for characters we're skipping. Talking Dead will be on next weekend. And here is the Fear remainder lineup that we know. Episode 76 or 6.7. Damage from the Inside. Director hasn't been announced, which I suspect means it'll be some form of, you know, cast member or celebrity of some sort. Writers, Jacob Pinion, November 22nd. And then we take a break until 2021, and then we'll get episode 77 or 6.8. No longer on November 29th, so we will not see that for a while. So we are back. See you guys at break number four. Guys, it's 9:40. I think we're at break number four. And yeah, Joan is right in tune with me. We both said we're going to go to six because Jenny got bit by a walker. F you, bitch. I want you off the show. I cannot stand her. I don't know if June and them know the thing that they did like with Herschel, you know, where you amputate it real quick and you might have a chance, you know, how they did with his leg. You know, and like Joan says, either solution she's cool with at this point. Like, either she becomes partly handicapped or she ends up just not being here. Jenny either loses a hand or dies. I'm good with either at this point. I am too. Although, honestly, I just want her to die. I want her to fuck off so hard that she's inside out and starts fucking off from the other end. Cannot stand her. Sorry. No, not even sorry. You know, she's just... All right. So let's go back to my notes. It's 9:41. We have a little time to get the rest out. Okay. So as I've been doing, I've been starting to read the notes from World Beyond because we don't have a transition. So I appreciate those of you who are going to be willing to stay with us until 10 and watch the World Beyond episode that's coming on. Tonight's episode of Walking Dead World Beyond is Season 1, Episode 6, Truth or Dare. The synopsis is, while the group searches for something to advance their quest, one of them recalls their struggles in the early days of the apocalypse. A game of truth or dare brings emotion to the surface. I just bet. And I have actually started finding synopsis and previews and stuff for World Beyond. If you remember, I had tried to look for those the last couple of weeks, and nobody was doing it yet. So this one is from Fansided, UndeadWalking.com. It was one of our regulars, and Sarah Beth Pollock, of course. Let's see if Joan has anything to say. Oh, yeah, not sorry either. Die, Jenny, die. Yes. Nom, nom, nom. Go away. All right. So here's Sarah Beth's take on World Beyond, Truth or Dare. Can the mysterious strangers prove they're trustworthy during a supply run? Only time will tell in this week's all-new episode of The Walking Dead, World Beyond, Truth or Dare. Despite the dangers, the Endlings play a game of truth or dare, but that's not exactly the best idea in the middle of a zombie apocalypse. It's been a while since we've seen anybody outside the group that left the campus community. So the addition of Percy and Uncle Tony has been fun to see as the Endlings are challenged by the notion of introducing strangers into their inner circles. Though Percy and Tony prove that they're willing to help, they're still total strangers, and that never makes things easier. Truth or Dare. It's also the second episode directed by Walking Dead's Michael Cutlets. Yeah, I hadn't gotten to that yet. By the way, it was correct that he's doing them both back-to-back. That was not a typo. I had thought it might be. He also directed episode 1-6. It's wonderful to see a Walking Dead alum directing an episode of the newest spinoff in the franchise, let alone two episodes. While the group searches... Oh, no, never mind. That's the synopsis. I've already read that to you guys. Okay, that's pretty much the end of that. Let's keep going. World Beyond Tonight, written by Eddie Gazalian, familiar name, and directed by Michael Cutlets, also familiar name. Eddie Gazalian's biography online is not very detailed. I just figured out that he was born in Oregon. There is a Wikipedia entry on him in Finnish. Oddly, there's not one in English. I don't know why. He's a writer and producer known for Blood Punch 2014, won the Hoboken International Film Festival 2014 award, New Orleans Horror Film Festival 2014 Jury Award, and Dances with Films 2014 Audience Award. We're back. I'll tell you the rest of what he won at break number six. I'm creeping the 625. Jonah's staying at 6. We're both kind of disappointed. June should have given her the damn hatchet right in the mouth. And she's like, don't make me regret it. Well, she's going to, because that's how she is, because she doesn't give a shit. You're going to totally regret this. Dumb move. Should have just told everybody she turned. All right. 9:51. Let's keep going with trivia and stuff for World Beyond. We were about to do a profile, or started to, for Eddie Gazalian, who is the writer of tonight's episode of World Beyond. And, so I was saying the writer and producer is known for the following. We did a bunch of stuff on Blood Punch. Then Power Rangers RPM in 2009, and The Penguins of Madagascar 2008, which was a Daytime Emmy nominee. Gazalian, who wrote family movies like Lilo and Stitch 2 and The Ticker Movie, ended up original showrunner for a languishing Power Rangers as a new Disney property franchise in the early 2000s. Yeah, Disney really kind of stuck it to Power Rangers and made that franchise into a mess when they got it. All right, this is his fifth writer's credit on the Walking Dead franchise, previously having written the following. Walking Dead Season 8, Episode 11, Dead or Alive, or... Walking Dead Season 8, Episode 14, Still Gonna Mean Something. Walking Dead Season 9, Episode 6, Who Are You Now? Walking Dead Season 9, Episode 13, Choke Point. And Walking Dead World Beyond Season 1, Episode 7, Truth or Dare, tonight's episode. He was also executive story editor for 16 episodes over late Season 8 and Season 9 of Walking Dead, ending in 2019. He has been co-producer for all of Season 1 of The Walking Dead World Beyond. He has been on The Talking Dead once after Walking Dead Season 9, Episode 13, Choke Point, back in 2019. Michael Cutlets was born in December 64 in Long Island. He's married to Rachel Cutlets, a television actress. They have two children. He graduated from the California Institute of the Arts. He's known for his work on Gross Point Blank in 97, Sex Drive 2008, and Southland 2009. Other works. He has appeared in many stage productions, including Ring of Steel at the Mark Taper Forum in Los Angeles, Tartuffe, Much Ado About Nothing, Dead Giveaway, Coriolanus, sorry about that, The Cherry Orchard, Bus Stop, The Lion in Winter, Charlie's Aunt, and Summer and Smoke. Michael has over 100 acting credits in TV shows and movies since 1989, including work on shows such as 21 Jump Street, L.A. Law, Growing Pains, Dragon, a Bruce Lee movie, ER, Touched by an Angel, NYPD Blue, Home Improvement, Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And I think, Joan, you had once looked up for me where the hell he was on Buffy, if you happen to find out, because I'm a big fan of that series. Walker, Texas Ranger, 6 Feet Under, 24, Day 2, original series, Nip Tuck, CSI Miami, he did the voice of Sergeant Glenn Hawk Hawkins and other miscellaneous characters in the video game Call of Duty, CSI New York, Bones, CSI Original, and many more. He played Abraham Ford in Walking Dead for 39 episodes, from Inmates, Season 4, Episode 10, to his cameo in What Comes After, Season 9, Episode 5. As you all know, his character was killed in Season 7. Tonight will be his fifth time directing for the Walking Dead franchise, the first being Walking Dead Season 9, Episode 7, Stratovarius, second being Walking Dead Season 10, Episode 4, Silence the Whisperers, the third being Season 1, Episode 7 of The Walking Dead, Open Your Eyes, Season 10, pardon, Open Your Eyes. Fourth is Walking Dead World Beyond, Season 1, Episode 6, Shadow Puppets, last week, and the fifth is tonight's episode, Season 1, Episode 7, Truth or Dare. Ad for The Talking Dead. Weird. And World Beyond. That's a trailer for World Beyond because we're in the middle of stuff. Okay, which means we'll be back in a minute. Let me finish this up. He's been on The Talking Dead 11 times between 2014 to 2019. Also in 2020, he was on Dead Talk Live, a streaming live horror talk show run by John Vizinarius. I don't know who that is, but that's the guy who runs that show. All right, and we are back. I'll see you guys at break number 6. Okay, guys, it's 10:06, and we have gone transitioning from fear to world beyond. Very short opening sequence, so I gave it a 4.5 just because all it really was, oh, look, there's a walker. It has a backpack. Take its stuff. Oh, it's a Marine. Now I feel bad, whatever, blah, 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 blah. Joan says, I like Huck, so I'll start with a 5. It's Felix's partner, but we don't know much about her yet. I just couldn't remember if that was Felix's partner. I don't remember her hair being as long as it was in that scene, but I suppose they're trying to account for travel time and not being able to cut it. I don't know. I think it's a little much, but okay. Anyhow, now we know who that is. Let me go back to my notes and continue reading since we're actually about World Beyond now. So World Beyond, this is obviously the 7th episode ever. First appearance of the character Walter, function to be announced, played by Paul Thiel. First appearance of Drake in a flashback, function to be announced, former soldier in the Marines. So I think that might be relevant that she pulled out that Marines pin. Played by Gil Perez Abraham. First appearance of Private Owens in a flashback. First appearance of Corporal Sims in a flashback. And first appearance of Wilkins in a flashback, function to be announced, former soldier in the Marines. I think all this has a lot to do with the guy that she just took the boots and the military insignia from. Co-stars tonight, Michelle Curiel as Private Owens and John Paul Steele as Corporal Sims. Uncredited, there was nobody listed. Deaths obviously won't be listed yet. Bloopers not listed yet. Trivia from last week, episode 6. Reminder, Percy, played by Ted Sutherland. I do not believe he is related to Kiefer Donald or Christine. He's already slated to appear in at least 2 additional episodes, one of which is tonight. And first appearance of the character Tony, it says function unknown, played by Scott Adsit. He's already listed to appear next week, which is now. We now know that Tony is connected to Perry. Not quite exactly how yet. We are back, so I'll shut up and see you at break number 2. Okay, guys, it's 10:18. I've been talking to myself for a couple of minutes because I'm an idiot and did not get my microphone to refresh until Jen pointed out you can't hear me. So at any rate, I went to 5.5, Jones at 5.25, and she mentioned that, Huck's partner keeps her hair up a whole lot. I cannot remember the name of the character. Probably something Joan might be able to help me with later. But she noticed that the guy has the same scar on his face on the same side that she ended up with. I'm not really sure what that signifies as of yet. The only thing that we just had a couple things left for notes. Featured music from last episode of World Beyond last week was Here Comes the River by Patrick Watson. That was the music at the end of the episode where Percy and Tony are doing the shadow puppet show for the gang. NTB commercial. Okay, we're still on a commercial. Let's push the button. So here's the rest of season 1 of World Beyond. Next week, episode 8, The Sky is a Graveyard, written by Elizabeth Padden. Director is Lauren Iaconelli. That's on the 22nd. And then we'll have a double header because Fear is not going to have an episode 8 right now. And that will be episodes 9, The Deepest Cut, writer not listed, director not listed on the 29th, first, and then 10, following it, In This Life. Writer is Matt Negrete, and director is Magnus Martins, and that will be on the 29th, back-to-back Thanksgiving Sunday. Other upcoming shows on NDB Media include, in the next week, Tuesday the 17th, 5 p.m., Fandom Access. Join the terrific twosome of Jamie and Karen. I have to admit I stole this from last week because they don't post their episodes too early, so I can't tell you, but at least Jamie and Karen, if not all three of them, as they bite off another night of TV tonight. They say Fear the Walking Dead, World Beyond, and whatever else sounds good. That's probably also going to be true this coming week. Thursday the 19th, 8 p.m., Travel Itch Radio. Travel Itch Radio continues its 2020 Space Odyssey series on Thursday, November 19th, with British astronomer Roy Alexander of Astro Ventures. Learn about other worlds, the stars, natural phenomenon, telescopes, observatories, dark skies, and the limitless world of outer space. When Dan Schlossberg and Mary Ellen Nugent, Lee, I thought, interview Roy at 8 p.m. This will be their 393rd episode, completing the ninth season of the show. We are back. See you guys at break number three. Okay, guys, 10:27. I have to go check what I say last time. I did say 5:05. Still at 5:05. You know, I don't watch Walking Dead to see Babysitter's Club. It's one thing I've never liked about this show is I understand their kids, and most of them are not going to be Carl and Judith. I totally understand that part. But my point is, we already have that. I don't know why we needed a new series of the, you know, vapid shit that's already been done twice. I'm really kind of not feeling World Beyond either these days. And, you know, Fear stopped being good after season three. Gonna hang in there, because I said I would, and for continuity, and just, you know, want to see all the episodes, but kind of not feeling it, so I don't know. We'll see what Joan says. Joan's at 5:05, so yeah. She's like, you need to back off of that worst thing. What's the worst thing you ever did? Murder! murder bot. Okay. Last little bit of my notes. I think we can squeeze in. sorry. Last two other shows that are coming up on NDB Media next Saturday. The 21st, 9 a.m., Sports Talk with the Guys, Saturday Morning Extravaganza, you know the drill. And Saturday the 21st at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, Jeff Trek, Time Travel. All righty, so that is all of my notes, and now we have covered everything. So it's 10:29, and we're in a commercial for LinkedIn at the moment, so, you know, whatever, that's fine. But at least I got all the trivia in and all the information I wanted to talk to you guys about. Jonas said she agrees with me that wish they were Carl and Judith. At least they were interesting. I'll take even younger Carl that couldn't stay in the house. Oh, I know. When Mark Lee used to run this show, he would fuss and fuss and fuss because Carl's an idiot and he's running away and doing this and doing that and getting into the pudding and everything else. But he got over it. And, you know, Judith really kind of grew up in all of this. So she's probably the first very young child that has a background quite a bit like World Beyond. But she wasn't raised by this community in denial, whatever hellscape this is. But I agree with Joan. It's, you know, the kids that are on Walking Dead Classic are definitely completely a breed apart from this. And they started out earlier, they didn't grow up in it. I mean, once you grow up in it, a lot of stuff's been figured out for you. This is interesting. Ewan McGregor has apparently got a bike show, kind of like Norman Reedus had for a while. So he's taking his motorcycle somewhere called Long Way Up. It's on Apple TV Plus. I'm not sure what the story is with that. Now we're in a Jameson Black Barrel commercial. Yeah, kind of like the Irish whiskey, but nothing much to say about that. But this is fine. Just as a reminder, there will be Fear mid-season finale. I'm not calling it the penultimate episode. They can kiss my butt. And then World Beyond after that, the 22nd, next weekend. And then the weekend after that, Thanksgiving Sunday will be a doubleheader of World Beyond, and that will neaten up their first season. And it's, remember, it's only one of two, so there's only 20 episodes total. So it's almost kind of like a miniseries. Okay, now we are back. I'll see you guys at break number five. Okay, guys, we're at a break. It's 10:41. Gonna check on. We were at 5:05. I'm going to 5:75, but it's somewhat reluctantly, so we shall see. I was noting with Joan that the Marines didn't know how to shoot him in the head, and then, oh gosh, they did that, and then they just conveniently figured it out, which annoys me. And then I was noticing they were saying friendlies and hostiles, and it reminded me of season 4 of Buffy with the Initiative, but apparently that's a commonplace thing in the military. I have never served. Thank you to those who do. Jonah mentioned something as a callback to Cobalt. I guess when they're just killing everything. And I'm not sure who the man was that Huck was talking to in the last scene. His voice kind of sounded like Morgan, which I found super weird, and that shouldn't be a thing. So, Jonah says she's not sure who it was, but hoping it's somebody who escaped the campus and can finally tell him what happened back there. And Jonah also is going to 575 with me, so I don't feel quite so bad now that I went ahead and did that. So, okay, we're looking at coffee and biscotti from McDonald's. Not really a place I think of as for bakery sweets, but okay. Now there's a TV show, looks like a reality show. Monday is on the Family Channel on TLC. The family is growing, but I don't know whose family that is. It looks like a reality show that I probably don't like. The Family Chantel. Okay, whatever. I don't have any idea. I don't watch those sorts of things. I don't really like them. Oh, I was hoping we were going to go back. But no, we're in another commercial. Okay, Joan. Joan has said the last episode in season 1 when the military was ordered to kill everyone, living or dead, in Cobalt. Yeah, it's kind of coming back to me now. I appreciate when she does this because I forget things and lose track. I did have pants on tonight. I'm doing good. All right, so that's all fine. Yeah, Cobalt was kind of spooky. And it actually makes me wonder how realistic that sort of thing is. Having never served, I don't really have a good barometer of it. I know that in a lot of Hollywood movies and TV shows, it certainly is. Okay, there's a Maker's Mark commercial. And now there's Phineas and somebody's playing guitar. And we're not going back. Why are we not going back? Okay, I don't know. Joan, save me. Tell me something fun. I've run out of all of my notes. I may have to start digging back into the articles that I saved up from way before. Some of these are from like last year that I never got to read. I don't even know if they're worth reading at this point because I'm sure the plot has advanced well beyond. But, you know, it may be something I start digging out to do. Or maybe not curtailing quite as much of the show as I was doing before. It seems like in between stuff, even though we don't have a big discussion window before we go to World Beyond, it seems like we do have time to get to the trivia and everything else. So maybe it was not necessary for me to cut back quite as much as I had been doing. And apparently we have lattes and Starbucks drinks all full of sugar for the holidays. And now we're back. Thank God. Okay, see you guys at break number 6. Okay, guys, it's 10:51. Joan and I are still in sync, lingering at 575, both of us. Trying to go back and pick up the last of the comments we made. So Walter wasn't anybody from the campus who could tell them what happened, unfortunately. So they still don't know. And that's a thing. Jonah said, I was hoping it was somebody who escaped the campus, but she said, me too. Okay, they're sweatpants, but they still count as pants. Damn it. Okay, so yeah. So I get it. Okay. And I asked Jonah to tell me something fun so we could talk about, because I'm out of notes. And she says something fun, the original Walking Dead. Oh, wait, Daryl and Carol's new show, taking a note from Ride with Norman Reedus, apparently, and turning it into a thing for the show somehow. Yeah, I'm kind of curious about all that. I had seen notes that sort of imply it's episodic and could involve prequels, but Daryl and Carol would not have wandered off in a prequel, and they might not have even been connected in this sort of a way. It doesn't really make sense, the timing. You know, it could just be they write off and leave when the show wraps up, and then they go into these episodes, I suppose. That's the only way I can think of that the plot would work. Would they be in it, running around on a motorcycle, and nobody else would be with them? So this is an interesting trailer for a something. I assume it's a movie and not a TV show. David E. Kelley, I assume, is an actor. Creator of Big Little Lies. Maybe it's a TV show. All I know is there's a truck and it's kind of spoopy. And there's young people and cops and trucks. Big Sky. Okay, I don't know anything about Big Sky. I just went from that into another commercial. Okay, that's fine. Jonah said, grasping at straws here, but maybe there's something in that notebook they found that will tell them what happened at the campus. It's possible. Honestly, I kind of don't think so. And I really wish also that they would do updates on where they are. Surely they have to know some idea of where they are, where they're going, and they wouldn't be going that way. Jonah said they could call the new show Ride with Norman as Daryl. Just saying. I mean, except it would be Norman and Melissa as Daryl and Carol. I mean, I think it's really just riffing off the two of them finally kind of making some peace after everything that Carol did that Daryl was real pissed about for a long time. And I think they're trying to tie it in. I tell you, another one of my predictions, and it's not like I'm, you know, I don't have some magic power or anything like that. It really does look like all four shows tie together ultimately. And Joan says they've dragged that out too long, but I'm not sure to what you're referring, Joan. They've dragged what out? Chris Hardwick with Talking Dead, which will be next weekend. I have him muted, unfortunately, so I don't know what he's saying. Joan, if you happen to know, feel free to mention in the chat. As Jonah said again, why have CRM destroy everything at the campus and then not have a way for the traveling group to find out about it? It's not that I don't agree with you. I completely agree with you. And we are back, so let's see if they do find out. Okay, guys, just popping on to say it's 10:59 and the board's going to cut off. So thank you guys for joining us, and I will see you next week.